You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I have in studio with me the president of Rise Up Recovery here in Hastings, Tiffany Newharth. Tiffany, welcome back to the studio.
As always, thanks for having me.
I enjoy it when you come in. You always bring us such good news about chemical addiction recovery efforts that you're leading up in the city, working with other entities, Bridget Noring and things like that. And you are laying the groundwork for a seriously concerted effort to help people get back on their feet once they've come to that point where recovery is their best option. Recovery is always your best option, but sometimes it takes a while to realize it.
Absolutely. It's a journey.
It is a journey.
Of our journeys look very different.
So tell me a little bit about the last month at Rise Up Recovery, some of the good things that have been going on. I noticed that for a while there was a torn up street over by Providence House. Tell me about all the good things that you guys are doing right now.
Yes, we have so many amazing things that are on the horizon. We have finally broken ground at Providence House.
Yay.
Woohoo! Long time coming. And that was the new water main being put in from the street. I think we had a half inch pipe before, and now we have to have a 2-inch pipe for the indoor fire suppression system. So that work is done. And thanks to Bauer Services.
They do very well. Yes.
Yes. They did a fantastic job. They said that it couldn't have gone smoother. And that's the first thing that can be said of with this project, but we'll take it.
And, you know, if it takes digging up some concrete and asphalt to get it done, but it went smoothly.
Yes.
I know I've worked with Kimmis Bauer and myself in the past, and they are very, very well. Very well-respected business in town, and they do very well.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job.
So is the fire suppression system then still something you're working on from the walls inside?
Yeah, so we're just waiting on the final drawings from our architect because we have to have complete drawings, and that includes the ADA requirements, so the Americans with Disabilities Act requirements of what we're going to have to do within the home and in the exterior of the home to bring that up to code. So that should be submitted here hopefully by week's end, and then we can move forward with the sprinkler system.
My wife and I had the opportunity, due to the good graces of you and your husband, Chad, to actually tour Providence House a couple of weeks ago. And what an amazing structure that building is. It's old and it's new. There is some stuff in there that is very, very outdated and old, but it has such historical charm, I think. You showed us when we were in there a section of a plank that had the name of a lumber company in town that now is no longer in business. What other kind of things are you finding as you're renovating the house? What kind of cool things are you finding?
So I would say one of the other cool, first of all, layers and layers of wallpaper. And I mean, how do you even put
Let's
that much
Let's not take
wallpaper?
The old stuff down. Let's just paper over it. So.
Right. I mean, I'm talking a couple inches thick worth of wallpaper. It's just incredible over the years.
We can make the inside way bigger if we just take down the wallpaper.
Yes. Some other cool things. So the bathroom, we're needing to completely gut the bathroom. And we found what was, I think, one of the original entrances to the house.
Oh, yeah.
In the now bathroom, which now leads to the laundry room hallway. So that was kind of cool. And then I think one of the favorite things is we found a key that...
In the wall.
Yep. Between the board and I think the... You got to help me. I don't know construction terms very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the wall, right behind the fireplace to one of the bedroom entrances.
And the key still works?
It works.
It's home renovations can be so interesting. We find stuff like that. When Chris and I took that tour through the house, you talked about things in the basement that we didn't get a chance to go down there. But, you know, wasn't there a doll on a chair?
Oh, creepy horror movie doll. literally in this back. Okay, so it's a cellar, first of all, not even a full basement. So it's a little bit creep factor to begin with.
Right.
But in this way back room. There's just this little box on the floor, this creepy doll laying right side up that you're like, okay, I'm pretty sure that there are horror movies made with this exact plot line in it. So,
but with the joy that I'm hearing in your voice and stuff, things are moving along there. You mm-hmm. have a long way left to go. I understand also that even with the work that Bauer has done and the things that are going on, you've had some recent sizable donations for the operation, for Rise Up Recovery in general. You've got that grant that you received for funding the operation.
Mm-hmm.
You still need, though, assistance with renovations at Providence House, I'm mm-hmm. sure. Tell me a little bit about how they can help.
Yeah, I would really love to see some of our local businesses rally around us. I think that would be pretty significant to have some businesses do some sponsorships to get this house up and running. Financially, and another thing is labor. We need manpower. That's probably one of the biggest things that we're in need of right now. Right now, my husband is down there doing the majority of the work, right? So that looks like contractors, plumbers, electricians. That's mm-hmm. kind of the big things sure. that we're really in need of. And this home is really an opportunity because this is going to be the first home of its kind in all of the metropolitan area.
Nice.
So it's an opportunity to be on the forefront of something that's really innovative. And, yeah, so I would love to see some businesses and tradespeople in our community rally around us.
That would be good. It would be good. And you'll be able to find information on how to volunteer or how to donate at riseuprecoverymn.com.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to go .org, but it's not always right. Mm. One of the ways that people can get involved is that you are having a recovery roast coming up in September.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an afternoon to celebrate recovery for those going through the process, those helping, mm-hmm. but it's also a way to do a little bit of fundraising around Rise Up Recovery. Tell me about the Rise Up, or tell me about the Recovery Roast.
Yeah, so September is Recovery Month,
mm-hmm.
which we're super excited about, and Recovery Month is just an opportunity the whole month dedicated to all things recovery.
Okay.
Bringing awareness, reducing stigma, providing education, putting faces and voices to those of us, you know, that have walked through the path and supporting family members also. So mm-hmm. that's this event, this Recovery Roast is our second annual and it's going to be at Pioneer Park
mm-hmm.
on Saturday, September 3rd. And the goal is to kick off Recovery Month with a bang in our community. And it's going to be so much fun. We're praying for good weather because we've got a dunk tank that Dakota County Drug Task Force is going to be in. We're going to have live music. We're going to have tons of games for the kids.
Sure.
Like carnival games and popcorn and a ridiculous amount of food, pulled pork. We've got some guys from our church that are going to be up all night the night before. Smoking some pork,
mm-hmm.
pork roast.
Oh, sure.
So it's going to be just melt in your mouth, delicious. Excited for that.
Yep.
Face painting, volleyball. There's a sand volleyball court there that we're hoping to have a friendly competitive game of kickball going. So just a lot of fun and family fun. And we'll also have some resource tables just
yep.
from like different local vendors who are supportive of the recovery community. So resources available. And so just come celebrate and bring your family, bring your kids.
And also I want to bring this up particularly because it resonates with me in my own story,
mm-hmm.
The prayer flags.
Mm-hmm.
She brought one over today, folks. It's a patch of cloth about what, I don't know what the size is, but it's purple.
Mm-hmm.
And in each of these that you can get can be individualized to commemorate someone either in recovery, a celebration, or someone, like in my case, that was a victim mm-hmm. of opioid. That's not the word. It's not overdose anymore. It's poisoning.
Fentanyl poisoning.
Mm-hmm. Fentanyl poisoning. So tell us about the remembrance flags, or what are we calling them?
Yeah, the prayer flags.
Prayer
Absolutely.
Flags, yeah.
Yep. Remembrance, like, that's a good one, too. It could be either or, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we were planning this event, our hearts really wanted to honor and remember and just pay tribute to those who are not as fortunate as myself and some of my other friends and colleagues are to mm-hmm. have survived this disease. And so originally we were going to maybe do a balloon release, and that's not good for the environment or for little critters, right?
Right,
so we're
sure.
trying to be responsible also. And the idea of having prayer flags on display came up. And so that's exactly what we're going to do. We've these prayer flags, this is an insider secret, they were white. We had to dye them purple because they were hard to find purple flags.
So, oh, sure, sure.
So we dyed them purple because purple is the color for recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you're right. I don't know what size they are. Maybe, I don't even know.
They're big enough to commemorate someone that you love.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, right. So you can write on Sharpies. You can use Sharpies to write on them. I also purchased some fabric markers.
Oh, okay.
And so fabric markers are another idea. People can pin or glue pictures.
Sure.
You can write prayers on them, your person's name, just things that they love, that kind of thing. Anything that you want to do to create this little memorial on this flag that will then be displayed with all of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine how powerful this is going to be, multiple ones stringed together.
Sure.
And hanging up of those people in our community and communities, family members and loved ones. And then after that day, we're actually going to have them down at our office on
sure.
display for the whole month.
All right, good.
And then you'll be able to take them home after that. So we'll return them to...
And I bring those up also because the recovery roast is on September 3rd. On August 30th is International Overdose Awareness Day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come to Rise Up and get one of those flags for your loved one now, you can bring it with to the Overdose Awareness Day
sure.
on the 30th. At the parking ramp across from the Confluence.
Mm-hmm.
Another big event to help bring awareness of this epidemic in our community, increase awareness, increase education, but also commemorate the success stories and some of the losses that we've suffered.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think it's important to acknowledge the kind of vast continuum within recovery, right? You have people who come out the other side of it. You have people who don't, you know, as they say in the program, that the road with active substance use leads to either jails, institutions, or death.
Right. Yeah.
That's what happens if we
Pretty
don't
much.
Enter into recovery, you
sure.
know, and,
mm-hmm.
and so unfortunately some people have not had the, just the opportunity or they've been poisoned or all kinds of sorts of different car accident. I had an aunt that was killed in a car accident, you know,
mm-hmm.
from another person's substance use. And so there's so many different stories that go around substance use and recovery that we want to include all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, the second annual recovery roast on September 3rd is not something that's just going to happen. You are going to need a lot of help from a lot of different people mm-hmm. in the community. You have a volunteer sign-up page online. So tell me what kind of things people can do to sign up and come out and help.
So many different opportunities to serve. Everything from setup to tear down to doing face painting to running the kids games, handing out treats to serving food. I think we need somebody to man or woman the popcorn and cotton candy machines.
Okay.
So those are kind of some of the things. And we also need somebody who can sit at the prayer tent, the prayer flag table, excuse me. And, you know, because we'll have some blank prayer flags there. If you don't have the opportunity to stop down to Rise Up to pick one up to decorate ahead of time, we'll have a little table and opportunity for people to do it right there on site as well. So we need someone to do that.
Okay. And where can they sign up if they have a talent that they'd like to lend to your recovery roast?
So the best way to sign up would be on our Facebook page. We have a Sign Up Genius post on our Facebook page. Or if you don't get our newsletter, if you haven't gotten our newsletter, it's in our newsletter. And you can sign up for our newsletter on our website, again, which is www.riseuprecoverymn.com. And our Facebook page, you can just find us by searching Rise Up Recovery MN.
Okay, yes. Good enough. And we will have links to that also on kdwa.com and probably cross-posting some of that on KDWA's Facebook page.
Awesome.
The information is out there. Come on out, get involved. It's going to be a great time for everybody,
mm-hmm.
everybody all together. We have just a couple of minutes left, so if you have one ready, I'd like to know if there's a reason that you do all of this. You're looking for that person or that Yeah, you're looking for that person to come out of that recovery cycle and back into society, kind of like you and your husband, Chad, have done. Mm-hmm. Not a fun journey, long journey, difficult. Are there any success stories that you can share for what's going on in Rise Up Recovery right now?
Yeah, so there's always really good ones. I want to share just a little bit about what's going on down there on Friday afternoons.
Okay.
So for a while, I was doing this aftercare group on Fridays. And it kind of morphed into the Freedom in Christ curriculum that everybody just kept asking to do and wanting to do it. And I don't have the bandwidth to meet with everybody individually. So I said, all right, well, let's just do it on Fridays. That'll be the group that we do on Fridays. And we have over 10 people every week showing up to work through that curriculum with myself, which is incredible. And I can tell you the stories and the testimonies that I'm getting back every single week, people saying, oh my goodness, I'm feeling so much freer. Like I had one person who's taking the class and doing this material said, I struggled with cravings and kind of these urges and impulses that were borderline crippling. And since starting this and working through this, it's gone.
Nice.
Like, that's incredible, right?
Very nice.
And then on the other side of the spectrum, you know, we have some difficult stuff that we deal with. We had a gentleman that had left a local treatment center the other day and was kind of wandering the streets. He had a big backpack on. And he stopped in and just to use our bathroom. And, well, that's not going to suffice. We're going to corner you and we're going to love on you and we're going to...
Whether you want it or not.
Yep, we're going to hear your story and we're going to see how we can help. And so this person, it wound up that we sent him on his way with just a bag full of food and some beverages, you know, to wherever his journey was, because he wasn't quite ready to... We offered to send him to a detox facility and different things, and he wasn't quite ready yet. But nonetheless, the offer is still out there.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, that is a success story, too, that now this person knows that there's a resource that's available.
If I want to go
help,
back.
Yep, we'll help you.
So all the things that we talk about lead to these kinds of positive outcomes, sometimes not as positive, but I would look at it this way. Every contact you make for someone in needing that is a positive outcome. You're planting a seed or you're reaping afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just a good goal that you're working towards is what I want to put it. So the help that the public can give, either in volunteering or donating or even signing up to counsel with people, should they be qualified, it works.
Absolutely.
Rise Up Recovery works. We are out of time at this point, so I would like to thank my guest, Tiffany Newharth. She is the president of Rise Up Recovery. Their storefront is right across from our station at 514 Vermilion Street. RiseUpRecoveryMN.com is the website. If you need help or you want to help, get in touch with them. Tiffany, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Mike.
You are listening to Community In Depth on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7.